The land and building, known as Block 4, Lot 4, was previously leased by the small ship cruise line, the Boat Company. Ordinarily, someone appearing at the park offering to pay $50,000 to lease a vacant property to build seafood processing equipment would be a slam dunk. But there are other details that played into the Assembly's decision. ANPP already has one existing lease for the property at the park, Block 4, Lot 8, which it signed last November. Among the conditions of that lease were that ANPP put up a building and employ 2 full-time people at the site. That hasn't happened. Instead, ANPP head Pat Glob told the Assembly he redesigned the processing facility in town at Sitka Salmon Shares at a site formerly owned by Big Blue.
We actually did the testing that we wanted to do with fish through that plant that we had the 10,000-pound-a-day freezer in that lease. So we did that last year, and now we want to build this floating processor to take to Bristol Bay.
Glob told the Assembly that he had concluded a deal for a 150-foot barge that very morning and anticipated construction starting on January 15th. Glob is a commercial seiner, but also the designer who built the state-of-the-art processing line at Silver Bay Seafoods in Sitka and at some of the company's other plants. In 2014, Glob and Silver Bay Seafoods, now rivals, submitted competing offers for leasing the remaining waterfront land at Sitka's industrial park. Silver Bay wanted the waterfront access for a marine services center to be run in partnership with another local business, Halibut Point Marine. So Glob and ANPP agreed to lease an upland lot, Lot 8, and put a building on it within 2 years. Silver Bay subsequently withdrew its offer, creating the opportunity for Glob to lease Lot 4, which he wanted all along. The Assembly was disposed toward giving Glob the second lease, but member Stephen Eisenby still wanted to see some processing and employment. He and Glob had this exchange.
Are milestones going to be hit, or are we just tying up land for the next year?
So we did 1 year, so they both come up in 1 year from now. You can pull them both back if you're not happy with what you see. And that's the idea. And at this point, first of all, in fairness, I think it took 14 months to even know whether I could get on the land. And then by that time, I had 4 months to build a plant. We started into it and realized we couldn't do it.
Glob managed to reassure Eisenbeiss that progress would occur. Assembly member Tristan Gavon gave Glob and ANPP words of encouragement.
I think the whole point of this was to generate economic activity in the community, and it seems like you're doing a great job with that. And, you know, to see design and fabrication happening out there and in town supporting other local businesses and Salmon Share, I think that's the kind of economic activity we want. And I thank you for all your efforts and creating this kind of work and this kind of benefit for our community.
The Assembly voted unanimously to approve the one-year lease with Alaska and Pacific Packing. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.